beloved listeners, welcome to Grace Life Komi Podcast, brought to you by the publication arm of Chimdi Ohuna Ministry International Komi. Our vision is to empower individuals to reach full spiritual completeness in God through the insightful teaching and preaching of the Word of God. The Grace Life Komi Podcast offers every believer a continuous stream of fresh, simple, yet deeply impactful teaching episodes that engender the revelation light of Christ Jesus. Our objective is to motivate and uplift individuals through the provision of enlightening content that facilitates a profound exploration of faith. Grace Life Komi Podcast is dedicated to fostering a beneficial impact on the lives of our audience, aiming to positively transform their spiritual journey and enhance their connection with faith. Chimdi and Funke Ohuna delivers teachings that aim to illuminate the profound truth and significance of the person and the work of Christ, providing essential guidance and instruction for nurturing and developing believers in their relationship with Christ. We urge you to remain connected to the Grace Life Komi Podcast and engage with us, a platform where believers can immerse themselves in teachings, cultivate knowledge, and form connections with like-minded seekers of Christ Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Grace to you. Jesus is Lord. That's for this. We are grateful unto the Lord for what He's doing. At this time, just to recap on what we've been saying since the first day, God wants us to always know Him a little more and to understand Him better. And until we give ourselves to hear the words of Christ, we cannot confidently call out Abba Father. And we also got to understand that knowing God is a journey. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we can't go far being witnesses with human intervention and influence, forming our conclusion and conviction about who the Lord Jesus is. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we also, you know, had a good understanding into the truth that flesh and blood cannot reveal Jesus to any man. It didn't reveal to any man in the past. It will not now, and it will not never. Flesh and blood cannot present, cannot reveal Jesus, but can only present Jesus. The only one who reveals Jesus is the Father through the Holy Spirit to man. And we saw the, you know, the scripture in the book of Matthew where Jesus confirmed this to Peter, saying what he's just said about him can only but be revealed to him through the Father. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we proceed into what we have for today. But before we begin, let's have a word of prayer as we continue.
Heavenly Father, we bless and appreciate you. We give you praise and glory. Thank you for another time to share fellowship in your word. Thank you for another time to bring the revelation of Jesus. Sweet Holy Spirit, you are the revealer. We ask that you reveal Jesus to us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord God Almighty.
Thank you.
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, we've still been on John chapter 1, verse 8. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
This is the third edition of Word Explosion. This is 2024 edition. And by the privilege of God's grace, the month of April every year, we go into Word Explosion. And we have been on the book of John. And we are still on John chapter 1. Verse 8, we're able to scale through verse 1 to 7 last two years ago and last year. We were trusting God to help us this year. And basically, we have been using the Bible that has 26 translations, and it was edited by the general editor, it was Curtis Van Gaan, THD, and it was published by Zondervan Publishing House and Grand Rapids, Michigan. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
All right, and we are looking at verse 8. Says, He was that light. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. We've used a number of translations, and we have been on the Phillips translation. Amen to Jesus. Phillips translation says, as a personal witness to that light. As a personal witness to that
Light.
Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
All right, today's edition, we're trusting God for a great time. Amen to Jesus. And today's edition happens to be my birthday edition.
Yes,
amen,
yes,
to
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, yes, special.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
And God has enabled me to preach on my birthday for the past number of years, and it has been awesome. All right, so we looked at the word personal, and the Merriam-Webster Dictionary defined personal in a number of, you know, phrases and explanations. First one was of relating to or affecting a particular person, that is a private individual. We looked at that I think 3 days ago, and we also looked at done in person without the intervention of another. We also looked at that. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And so we're going to be looking at also proceeding from a single person today. Also proceeding from what? A single person. That's what we're going to be looking at today. So when you say something is personal, it means it proceeds from a single person. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
And so the revelation of Jesus, the light, proceeded from a single person to John the Baptist. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, it was not from a crowded, like we said, it was not from a crowded opinion. It was not a public opinion. It was not a general view. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, it was not a number of people telling John the Baptist who Jesus was. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
It proceeded from a single person. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, basically, we know that in the human operations and the law court, when someone brings a case before the court, he cannot just stand alone and say this thing was done against me. He needs a witness. So him alone cannot be the basis on which a judgment is given. It cannot proceed from a single person, and on that grounds, a judgment is given. He needs two witnesses. And the Bible makes us understand in the Old Testament that Moses said, when a matter is brought, it must be there must be two or three witnesses that must testify to it before it can be given a verdict in that regard. But the reason for that is because man is limited in his operation. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And man is also let's also say man his words cannot be trusted. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Man's words cannot be trusted. So someone can come say this happened to me, but we cannot trust it, especially in the society we live in. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So there are witnesses that have to testify to what that person is saying to be sure that it is the truth. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
But when we are dealing with the revelation of Jesus, amen to Jesus.
Amen.
When I deal with the revelation of Jesus to a man, the place of witnesses comes in to present, not to reveal. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Jesus cannot be revealed by witnesses. Jesus can only be presented by witnesses. The first Jesus said, "You shall be my witnesses to me from Jerusalem to Judea, Samaria, to the uttermost part of the earth." Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And the first church, they were called Christianos. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Which means followers of Christ. Praise God forevermore, because they were witnesses. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
The witnesses, they were presenting Christ to the world. Amen to Jesus. But for the revelation of Christ, no human witness can reveal Christ to anybody. That's the reason why you could do your best to teach and teach, but until Christ is revealed, your teaching will just be like pouring water on the rocks.
Mm.
Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
I remember one of my mentees, he said he was attending a church before, but when he came and sat under my ministry, that was when all kind of, like, he was not understanding began to come. You know, he began to understand them.
Mm.
I was not the one who did it. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's the Holy Spirit that revealed the world to him. Also, his younger brother said the same thing. They were attending a beautiful, a Bible-based church. Said, but when he came and he sat under me teaching, he said, all that they were teaching in church, I wasn't understanding. Suddenly, he began to understand.
Mm.
Yeah. Why? Because no man can reveal Christ. Every man can at best present Christ. As witnesses, we can at best present Christ, but we cannot reveal Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we have a number of witnesses. We have so many witnesses for the Lord Jesus. Oh, how many Christians do we have in Africa alone? That's the number of witnesses we have for the Lord Jesus. But this number of witnesses cannot reveal Jesus. They cannot in any way what? Reveal Jesus. They can only present Jesus. The revelation of Jesus, the light, proceeds from a single person. Same way it proceeded to John, same way it proceeds to every child of God. Are we together?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore. This person is the Father God. We see it in John chapter 1, verse 33. We've read it before. Let's read it again.
John 1, 33. It says, this is a good news version. It says, I still did not know that he was the one.
All right.
But God, who sent me to baptize with water, had said to me, you will see the Spirit come down and stay on a man. He is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.
I like the Good News Version. It makes it clear there, but God who sends me. King James says, but the one who sends me. Are you getting what I'm saying? But easy, the Good News puts it clear, but God who sends me. The Easy English Version also states clearly, but God had sent me to baptize people with water, and God told me. So John the Baptist was categorically clear here who told him that Jesus is the Messiah, God the Father. Amen to Jesus.
Yes.
And this revelation comes from a single person alone. It comes from the Father. No other person can reveal the Son. Are you getting what I'm saying? No other person can reveal the Son. No human being can reveal the Son. Are we together?
Yes.
Amen. No human being can reveal the Son. When you see people trying to, as human beings, trying to reveal Jesus, it's a walk in futility. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you're not careful, they end up into heresy. Are you get what I'm saying? And if you're not careful, they will cause more problems than they could ever cause. Only the Father reveals the Son. Only the Father reveals the Son. Only the Father can reveal the Son. We can only but present the Son. We can only present Jesus to people. That's the reason why when we present the gospel to people going out for evangelism, it only takes what? The Father to convince men. The Bible says the Holy Spirit shall reprove the word of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Only the Father can convince men to what? To receive the Son, Jesus.
Yeah.
And when the Father convinces the men, it's called soul winning. So we actually go for presentation, which is evangelism. For the soul to be won, it takes what? The Father to do that work. Amen. So actually, soul winning is not actually our job to do. Our job is to preach the gospel. Jesus said, preach the gospel. But our job is to preach the gospel. And then we trust the Father God to reveal Jesus. You know, there's somebody who, despite all God has used me to do in his life, he was at near death. He was literally, almost dead. And, you know, he was actually running away from my wife's call, running away from my call. And then I finally called. His wife said he wasn't feeling well. And he said, Pastor, he's not fine at all. He was weeing blood. And so the Lord told me what to do. And I did it. And I prayed for him. And I told him, take him to the hospital. Today, the next day, I took him to the hospital. And from the hospital straight, he went to the theater. And they told them if he did not bring him to the hospital as they brought him, he should have died. He's our cousin. So our cousin, and he underwent three operations in sequences. When he came out from the operation, he was looking for me. Are we together? The way he was speaking, I knew that they had told him, you allowed, you know, our cousin to pray for you and every of that. But despite all of that, this man is not still saved. And I've come to a point where I've understood that it's only the Father that can reveal the Son to him. So I have only prayed, Lord, reveal Jesus to him. There's nothing I can do again. I prayed for salvation. I've exemplified. He particularly said one day he was walking on the road and he saw somebody come to evangelize. And I told the person, see, I'm not a Christian. But if I'm to be a Christian today, I already have a pastor. And that was not enough. I exemplified Christ to him, prayed for his life to be saved. And after every of that, not yet saved, I've understood very well that I cannot win a soul. It only takes the Father to win a soul. Are we together? So by our lives, we are what? We are witnesses. We present Christ to people by our lives. Are you getting what I'm saying? By our words, we present Christ to people. But only one single person can reveal Christ. Only one single person. And that's the Father God. Amen to Jesus.
Well, just to buttress the point we are making here, because we've in time past talked about revealing Jesus, you know, as believers. And so just to make it clear, we present, by way of presenting, we are also, you know, making known the person of Jesus.
Exactly.
You know, and that's, let's just say, that is the icing of presentation.
Yeah.
Of revealing. I want to use the word, because we are not contradicting the fact that we, as believers, we reveal Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
But for someone to really understand that, reveal the light.
Yeah.
You know, that light that makes a soul say, I surrender.
Exactly.
You are my Lord. You are my personal Savior.
Yeah.
Only the Father through the Holy Spirit can.
Only the Father through the Holy Spirit.
This is what we are saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we present by our lives. We are to be witnesses. We saw the word be in our Bible study yesterday, the Greek word en, which means instrumentality. Mm-hmm. So we are the instrumentality via which Jesus is presented to the world, is shown to the world. But the revelation of Christ, which is the revealing of his glory. Now, when John the Baptist spoke here, he said, the Father said, whosoever you see the Holy Spirit come upon in the bodily shape of a dove, that person is the Messiah. So the revelation of Christ as Savior to a man, as Savior to a man, is done by the Father through the Holy Spirit. We present him. We present him. Yes, he's our Lord and personal Savior. He's my Lord and personal Savior. But for him to be revealed to you as Lord and personal Savior, only the Father can do that. And it reminds me of the story, you know, my parents told me once of, you know, when my dad got born again, and there was this man in his office who was not born again, and he kept preaching to the man, and the man didn't want to receive Christ, amen, to Jesus.
Amen.
And so many years later, the man saw him in the airport and was like, Donald Wahuna, why didn't you tell me that this Jesus is so sweet? He said, I should have told you. I preached and preached and preached. I should have told you. He said, no, you should have told me that. But I should have told you that Jesus is sweet. That makes us understand that we reveal Christ, who is our personal Lord and Savior, to people.
Yeah.
But for Christ to be revealed to that individual as his personal Lord and Savior, it only takes the Father to reveal it to the individual. So we present by our lives, by the instrumentality of our lives, we present and we reveal who he is to us as individuals. But for the other individual to receive him, you know, as Lord and personal Savior, it's only done by the Father through the person of the Holy Spirit. And that's the reason why we have to engage in prayers for souls. Prayers for souls. It cannot be overemphasized. We have to engage in prayer, because you see, you go out there, you preach the gospel. We go out there, we preach by our lives. But see, for these people to receive Jesus, our lives is beautiful. But even look at the society we live in today. We see people that they see that we are living the Christ-like life, but still they still fight the Christ-like life. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the story I told about the young man who God used me to pray for. He told people, this pastor is a genuine one. As for this one, but it's our cousin. This one is a genuine one. He said, I tell people, pastor, you are the only genuine pastor I've met in this country. Somebody met him on the road trying to preach to him. He said, come, I'm not a Christian, but if I'm to be a Christian today, I already have a pastor. He was at the verge of death. I called him. He was dodging my call. I called him, and the Lord told me, do this. And I told, and I on the phone, I prayed for him in the way the Lord told me to pray for him. Told them, take him to the hospital today. The next day, they took him to the hospital. They say, if they didn't bring him to the hospital, he would have died. Straight to the theater, 3 operations. Came out and was looking for me, left, right, and center. Yet he's not still born again. And then I understand finally that it's only the Father through the Spirit that can reveal to a man Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior.
Yes.
And that's why we present Jesus to the world by our life as instrumentality. We reveal him to the world as our personal Savior. But for him to become the personal Savior of that individual revealing to, it's only the Father through the person of the Holy Spirit that can reveal Jesus to that individual. That's why we must not take prayer for souls as a casual thing. It's not casual, because if we preach and we don't pray, we may end up in futility, because it may become an act in frustration. Amen to Jesus.
Yes.
And so that's why we preach and we pray. We pray and we preach. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Yes.
Now, so John the Baptist clearly stated, he said, God who sent me was the one who told me that whosoever you see the Holy Spirit descend upon in the bodily shape of a dove, that's the word, that is the Messiah, that is the light. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, this clearly reveals to us that the revelation of John was from a single source. a single source. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, we need to understand something that, let me use the word, John was a transition point between the old and the new. The Bible speaking, Jesus was speaking, he said, of John was the greatest prophet that lived in the Old Testament. Then he says, but the youngest born-again child of God is greater than John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a transition from the old to the new. He was what I also call a mid-testament prophet. He was in the midpoint between the Old Testament and the New Testament. So he was the end of the Old Testament prophet. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the start off of the New Testament prophet, who is the new creation, praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So that was why Jesus used him as the best analogy to explain the transition of the old to the new. And that analogy also makes us understand how God basically operates in the New Testament also. John the Baptist said it was the revelation of Christ was done by a single person to me, the Father God who sent me.
Yes.
The New Testament saint must also understand that Christ is revealed by a single person. We have teachers present Christ. Teachers also reveal Christ to us based on their relationship with Christ. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And also it comes from the Word of God. Are we together? And we learned that in our study 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But for Christ to become revealed to us as individual, our teachers cannot do that work.
Yes.
It is the Holy Spirit, it is the Father God through the Holy Spirit that does that work for us. Are we together?
Yes.
And when the Father God does it through the Holy Spirit to us, it becomes a personal revelation. The same John said in John chapter 1 John chapter 1 verse 1, the things that I have seen, our eyes have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Now, so there comes a point where the revelation of Christ becomes the thing that you have seen, the thing that your hands have handled, and the things that your eyes have looked upon.
Yes.
Until we get to this point of revelation of Christ, it's not yet a personal revelation. It's an impersonal revelation. And we can't run far with impersonal revelation of Christ.
Yes.
We can't run far. That's the reason why we have a lot of problems in the Christian faith today. People are tossed by every wind of doctrine. People are bamboozled and swayed, and you know, things that Christians are standing like this, tomorrow they are standing like that, because it was not a personal revelation. We thank God for teachers in the gospel. I'm the teacher of the Word of God, you know, but we can't go far living on my pastor said, my teacher said,
I heard him say.
No, we can't go far living like that. We can only go far when it becomes a personal revelation. When it becomes the things that our eyes have looked upon, our hands have handled, the things that we have seen. We can only go far when it comes to that level. And that level comes when the Father God reveals Christ to us. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Via the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So it must come from a singular source, a single source. Yes, we have to refer to materials, we have to refer to teachers, they will help us, they will guide us. I get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But the purpose of teachers, like we always say in our teachings, that what we do is to ignite you. Just an ignition. For those of us who drive, when you ignite the car has not fully come on. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not fully come on. Now you have to fully take the key down to the final level where the car gets on. And then the car, when you fully get it on, that's not the end to it. If the car is on neutral, you have to take it to reverse if you want to reverse. And then you have to place the accelerator and then you can start moving. We can't go far with ignitions. If we must go far, we must have personal revelation that comes from the Father God.
Yes.
The Father God is the one who reveals the Son. He said in John 3, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave. Only the Father God reveals the Son. Are we together? No man can reveal the Son. Only the Father God can reveal the Son in his entirety and his uniqueness to us as Lord and personal Savior. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Amen.
Now, so the revelation of Jesus is only given by the Father God because him alone gave the Son. John 3:16, popular verse of scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whatsoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, he's the one who gave the Son. How else can someone else reveal the Son in his entirety? He told John the Baptist, he said, whosoever you see, John chapter 1 verse 3, whosoever you see, that person, that man you see, the Holy Spirit come upon him in the bodily shape of a dove, that is the light. That is the light. In other words, I've sent the light, but I'm the only one that can spot out the light to you.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that can reveal the light to you. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore. Now, we as believers in the Lord Jesus, we can tell people about Jesus, the light. And you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We can tell our personal testimony, but for the Holy Spirit to descend on Jesus in the bodily shape of a dove, for a man to recognize it, it's only the Father God that can do that for that man. Mm-hmm. Only the Father God that can do that for that man. That's the reason why we have to pray, intercede for people, because it's only the Father God that can open the eyes of men to see the Holy Spirit descending on the Son in the bodily shape of it. Only the Father God can do that. You know, we can at best present Jesus, reveal Jesus as our individual Lord and personal Savior. But for that person you are talking to, for Jesus to be revealed to him as his Lord and Savior, you know, that's how some of the times when we go out on outreaches on evangelism, people say, that's your business. You know, people say, that's your business.
I don't believe.
That's your belief. Don't worry me with your belief. You know, and we hear different kind of, why? Because you have been convinced. Are we together? Yeah. And you are revealing your conviction. But this person has to get his own conviction.
Yes.
Until he gets his own conviction, the work of soul winning is not achieved. And it's only when the Father God reveals the Son through the Holy Spirit to that person that he can get his own conviction.
Yeah.
That's why, see, soul winning is more work on your knees than work with your mouth.
Okay.
I get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Soul winning is more work on your knees than work with your mouth. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And now, yes, we are instrumentalities. We are to be witnesses. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even be witnesses, which is living the life, are we together? Mm. It also has to be more work on your knees than just trying to live. If you try to live the life of Christ, you'll be frustrated.
Mm.
If you try to live the life of God, you'll be frustrated. If you try to live like Christ, you'll be frustrated. Amen to Jesus.
Yes.
But if you stay more on your knees in fellowship with the Lord, discover that the life will flow through you.
Mm.
Apostle Paul said it like this, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. The life I now live, I live by him who gave himself for me. It was not a struggle for him. Why? Because he had come to a place of fellowship, and the place of fellowship made him understand that you are not yourself again. You have been crucified. You are dead. And you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, so long as you still feel you are alive, it will be a struggle to live the life of Christ. But when you understand that you are no more alive, it's no longer a struggle. It becomes a life that is lived. And every of this comes in the place of fellowship. It comes on your knees. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
All right. So we then understand that it's not just about us giving our convictions out. Are we together?
Yes.
When you go online, many people are giving their convictions. When you go online, maybe they are giving their personal revelations. When you go online, people are giving their personal conclusions about Jesus and every of that. And those are beautiful out there. But see, the times we live in, it takes a single revelation of Jesus for a man to stand for the Lord. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Now, it is the giver that knows the gift. Is that not so?
Yes.
And what? None else can know the gift except the giver. The Father gave the Son. You get what I'm saying?
Of course.
It's the giver that knows the gift.
Yes.
Are we together?
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead of trying to know about the gift from somebody else, why don't you meet the giver to tell you about the gift? Are we together?
Yes.
As we go on in our walk with the Lord, we need to come to a point where we know that it is the Father that gave the Son. And for us to know more about the Son, we have to meet the Father. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's the giver that knows the gift and not somebody else. If I give you a device, I should have known the device I'm giving to you. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's easier for you to ask me, please explain the device more to me. Are you getting me? Than going to meet someone else to ask for what? For explanation about how the device operates, how the device functions, and every of that. For us to know Christ, we need to ask the Father God. He gave Christ to us. He's the single revealer of Christ. So if we must know Christ, ask the Father God. Communicate with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is in you as the Father God present in you, as the Son present. Communicate with him. And you can only but know Christ more from the one who gave. Are we together?
Yes.
The receiver does not know the gift like the giver does. Are we together?
Yes.
The receiver does not know the gift like the giver does. In fact, actually, you know, the giver, the Father gave us the Son. He knows the Son in totality. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
We are the ones trying to know the Son. We are the ones growing in knowledge. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, so instead of struggling to know, why don't you talk to the giver? Are we getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm talking from experience. You know, people have told me over and again, the grace of God on your life, the teaching gift of God upon your life. You know, I was talking to a man of God, was talking to me on, and it was like, the grace of God on your life. It was like, you are blessed too. You don't understand. You are blessed too. The grace of God upon your life. The teaching grace on your life. And, you know, I've heard people say that over and over and over. And one of them had to start asking me, was like, come. He was asking me some question, and he was like, you know, you were exposed to this thing early. I'm like, okay, fine. My mother had the baptism of the Holy Ghost when she was pregnant with me. I started desiring to preach at the age of 6. At the age of 11, I had the first school fellowship in my secondary school. At 17, I started mentoring teenagers all through campus. I was in leadership positions in the fellowships. But I encountered the teaching grace by, you know, a desire. But more than a desire is that I also told him, I said, more than a desire, yes, there's a passion I have, yes, and every other desire. But I told him also, when I study, I discovered that the Holy Ghost just takes my eye to a word and picks on that word. And when he picks on that word, that is the word I have to go. So people begin to wonder, how is it happening? And a man of God was telling me, was like, I discovered that you go to Old Testament, run to New Testament, go back to Old Testament, and you are connecting here and there and here and there and here and there. And I was like, it's over the years, working with the Holy Spirit, he has been able to make me pick on words, pick on scriptures, and he has been able to reveal Christ more and more to me. It's basically based on a relationship, not basically based on ability. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
It's based on a relationship. And every child of God, the more we build our relationship with the Holy Spirit, the Father is the one who gave the Son. He will reveal the Son to us. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And I always stop, I say, when I'm even preparing teachings, I get to a point where I stop and I just start communing with the Holy Spirit. Start praying the language of truth. Why? Because I know that he's the one who's going to do the revelation. And if I don't trust him to do the revelation, I will just go and I will not be able to do what is meant to be done. So basically, we need to understand that the Father is the giver. He gave the Son. He knows the Son. We cannot know the Son like he knows the Son.
Yes.
And so if we must know the Son, we must do what?
No.
We must depend on the Father, who is the giver of the Son,
yes,
to reveal the Son. And the Father is the single person that reveals the Son. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's a single revelator and the revealer of the Son. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Now the receiver does not know the gift like the giver. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
In fact, the receiver only begins to know the gift when he or she received from the giver. Is that not so?
Yes.
The receiver only begins to know the gift when he receives from the giver. So we began to know Christ when we received Christ from the Father. Amen to Jesus.
Yes.
That's the reason why we cannot just jump into the conclusion that we know Christ. The Son was with the Father in the John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And God is without time, before time. Time resides in him. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Not only does time reside, eternity lives in him. So before eternity began, before time began, the Son was with the Father. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And the Son knows the Father. The Father knows the Son. And the Spirit, the Father, the Son is one person. Are we together? And now, this is the Father that knows the Son. And he gives the Son to you. You receive the Son. It's when you receive the Son, you start knowing the Son. Now let's look at time. Over 2,000 years ago, that was when the Son was given and he died for us. Now 2,000 years ago was when the Son was given and he died for us. Some people just knew him 10 years ago. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Mm.
And before the Son was given, the Son was with the Father, and the Father knows the Son. So let's say millions of years before the Son was given, the Father knows the Son, and you are just receiving the Son just 10 years ago.
Mm.
So who knows better, and who are you to ask? Are we together?
Yes.
So basically, we are to ask the Father, who is present in us by the person of the Holy Spirit, to reveal more of the Son to us.
Mm.
And he's eager to reveal the Son to us. You see, the reason why the Father sent the Son is that the Son be revealed.
Yes.
Are we together?
Mm.
It's not that the Son be hidden. Are we together?
Mm.
Proverbs 25 verse 2, the glory of God to conceal a matter and the honor of kings to search it out. God doesn't want to hide anything from us. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
God wants us to progressively know him. You know, A man of God of the blessed memory, I met some years ago, you know, he said something. He said, whenever he goes to preach in campuses and they tell him, you see, this book of Revelation is very difficult to understand. He said, the name of the book already explains it to us. Mm-hmm. It means the name of the book is Revelation, which means it has been revealed. The Greek word apocalypsis, which means it has been revealed. It's no longer a mystery. It's no longer a mysterion. It has already been revealed. So he said, if the name already tells us what it is, so why should it be difficult for you to understand? Mm-hmm. The Father doesn't want to hide anything about himself for us. Are we together? Mm-hmm. When Moses asked the Father to show him his glory, amen to Jesus. Amen. The Father hid the glory from him. But the same glory that the Father hid is the glory that the Father sent in the person of the Son. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Verse 11, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among men, and we beheld him as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
The same glory that was hidden was revealed. Mm. So the Father is not hiding anything from us.
Yes.
He has revealed himself through the Son.
Hallelujah.
But he's the single revelator of the Son.
Mm.
He's the single revelator of the Son. So if we must know the Son, we must know that he can only be revealed by the Father. Teachers are to point us to the Father, who is present in us as the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They are to ignite a hunger and a desire in us to what? To go to the Father. Yeah,
yes,
that's what teachers do. So I have a problem with people who are just fine with their teachers that God has placed over them. I've always said it time and again, I'm simply an ignition. I am not the soul revealer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just igniting you and I'm pointing you. So please go to the Father. Go to the Father. He will reveal. The Father is present in us in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Can we also use the, you know, the physical example of having supplements? You know, so you preferring to take supplements instead of taking the meal that will give you, you know, natural carbohydrates, natural protein, and the rest of it. If you want to live on supplements, you can't go far.
Yeah.
You know, it can't sustain you for long. So it's more, you don't, let's just see our teachers as supplements.
Exactly.
They are not the main deal.
Yeah.
They are not the main thing. So if you really want to go far in your Christian walk and not be frustrated, you have to walk with the main deal, with the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. That's basically it, you know. You know, all humans are simply receivers of the gift of God, the Father. The person Jesus Christ, you know, all humans were simply receivers of the gift of the Father God, which is the person of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Even the teachers that God has placed over us, teachers are very important. Jesus said, the Father was telling the Israelites, and he said to them, he said, that teachers shall no longer be moved to a corner any longer.
Mm.
You know, that's one of the things that, you know, when God shows you mercy, he brings teachers around you.
Mm.
You know, the Israel, the Bible said, Israel, there was a point they were suffering because there was no teaching priest.
Yeah.
When one of the major manifestations of the mercy of God is the teachers. It says that teachers shall no longer be removed to a corner any longer, because the teachers are pointers. Amen to Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, for 3.5 years, what was he doing? He was not prophesying on his disciples.
No.
He was not laying hands on them.
Mm.
He was not imparting them. He said, we are in
a... Wow. So this, what you're just trying to say now, it means that this teaching that Jesus was doing, you know, the first person that benefited from it was Peter.
Exactly.
Because at that time, the Holy Spirit had not been, they've not received the infilling of the Holy Spirit that they would have said the Holy Spirit revealed to Peter.
Exactly.
So the teaching was, you know, the platform on which the Father could reveal Jesus.
Exactly. You know. So Jesus was teaching them. I mean, because the place of teachers in the body of Christ is indispensable.
Yeah.
You know, by the grace of God, I function by the privilege of God's grace in every area of ministry. In every area. In the fivefold, I function in the fivefold, in the fivefold ministry. You know, on Sunday, we had a program where I preached, and it was awesome. The power of God was mighty, the prophetic, the supernatural, deliverance, everything was just running through. But I place emphasis on the teaching because that's the major. Why? Because that's a manifestation of the mercy of God.
Yes.
Your teachers will not be removed to a corner. Mm. Teachers are pointers. And what do they point us to? They point us to the Father. Every human teacher is a receiver.
Yes.
And as receivers, we point our students, as the Lord permits and blesses us with, to what? To the Father. And only the Father can reveal the Son to us as individuals. Because as an individual, the Son has to be revealed to you in your individual way. Are we together?
Yes.
The same way our DNAs are different, the fingerprints are different. Christ has to be revealed to us in a way that our our fingerprints can understand, in a way that our DNA can understand. You know, basically, I always tell people that I'm not a very intelligent person, so I like things being taught simple, ABC, ABC. And so that's why I enjoy the teaching ministry a lot. The gospel is presented by teachers, but the Holy Spirit, the Father God through the Holy Spirit, makes everybody, every child of God, understand Christ in the way he can best understand Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I don't see why teachers should find themselves in the body of Christ. Yeah. Because whether we like it or not, we are all human receivers. And as human receivers, we are just pointers. Amen to Jesus.
Also, I want to take us to this scripture in the book of Luke chapter 2. Okay. About Jesus being presented in the temple. I'm still using the Good News version. Verse 23, it says, As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be dedicated to the Lord. He said, they also went to offer a sacrifice of a pair of doves and two young pigeons, as required by the law of the Lord. And verse 25 says, and at that time there was a man named Simeon, living in Jerusalem. He was a good, God-fearing man and was waiting for Israel to be saved. The Holy Spirit was with him and had assured him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's promised Messiah.
Mm.
So you see, it was the Holy Spirit empowerment
exactly.
that enabled Simon at that time to recognize yeah.
exactly
this, the Messiah, just so, like John
the Baptist. So it's a single what person that does the revelation of Christ, a single person, that person is the Father God through the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
You see, no human receiver can totally reveal Jesus.
Yes.
Human receivers, which I am, every child of God is, we can at best point people to Jesus.
Mm.
Are we together?
Yes.
We can present Jesus, we can point people to Jesus, and by pointing, we are revealing to an extent. Are we together?
Yeah.
But the absolute revelation of Christ to a man is only the Father God through the person of the Holy Spirit that can do that. And it's a single person that does this thing. And that's the reason why we are to build more relationships. We are to build our relationship with the Lord. We are to build our relationship with the Lord, build our fellowship with the Lord. Because there's a limit to what, you know, teachers can help us get. Are you getting? No matter how many hours a teacher teaches, by the privilege of God, between 2020 and date, I've done close to 800 teachings. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah, between 2020 and date. And I was thinking today, I was like, wow, today's my birthday. And between 2020 and date, I've done close to 800 teachings. And I was like, proud to now say, how many teachings did I even do? I'm like, wow. You know, but despite all of that, I still see that there's more to be done.
Mm.
Why? Because no matter the number of hours you are putting to the teaching of the word, you see, the revelation of Christ is progressive.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. As we beheld in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we're changed into the same image from glory to glory. You see, it's a progressive revelation. That is why no receiver can absolutely reveal Christ. It only takes the Father God through his Holy Spirit to reveal Christ to what?
To
a person.
Mm.
It's a singular revelation. It's only one person that does that. Amen to Jesus.
Man.
You know, as human receivers, we can at best keep growing in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, but we cannot know him in totality while we are still on earth. Amen to Jesus.
Man.
We can't know him in totality while we are still on earth. We can at best keep growing. We keep growing. That's why, you see, if you have to play to your knowledge of Christ at your teacher, that means you can only at best get to the level of your teacher.
Yeah.
Are you getting what I'm saying? Your human teacher.
I doubt. Because
you may
the
be, you
teacher
know.
Caught his own conviction.
Exactly.
He caught his own revelation from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So if you can't even get to his own
level. You can't even get to his level.
Yes.
That you can at best.
That person, I don't think, you'll be less.
You'll be less. That is why we all have to build personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, you know, so that we can move at the pace he wants us to move.
Yeah.
You see, God wants us to move at his pace. Are we together? He wants us to move at his pace. Well, bless God for teachers. I listen to teachers of the word a lot. I love the teaching ministry, so I listen to a lot of teachers. Where online, I just listen to teachers. I love teaching ministry. And when I catch on any small teaching grace, you know, any small thing, small teaching catches my attention. And I can learn something fast. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
But more than that is that I believe so much in my relationship with the Holy Spirit. in my relationship with the Father God through the person of the Holy Spirit to grow. And that's the reason why, you know, when people always listen to me, they're like, wow, they can't explain, they can't understand. You know, a pastor friend of mine in Nigeria, he was talking with me and he was like, I listened to one of your teachings. And that those teachings were the Beatitudes. I don't prepare for them. I just sit down and I teach, you know, economics of the spirit. And it was like, I listened to that teaching. And I was like, I took it, I went to preach it in church. And he just was listening to teachings that he was listening to and he was getting blessed. And the privilege of God's grace to continue releasing and releasing and releasing and releasing, it's not just because, you know, I listen to teachers, yes I do, but because of the relationship I have with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And every born again child of God has the same relationship. Our teachers are beautiful, but they are receivers like us. We must go and meet the giver to reveal to us. Are we together?
Yes.
Our receivers are also checks and balances. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
That's why the teacher's voice is behind. Jesus said, God was taking them. He said, the teacher shall no longer be put to a corner. And then he also teach them, he says, that ye shall hear a voice behind. He's saying, this is the part walking there, and it's turned to your left and to your right. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
You know, the teacher's voice are behind. But when we talk with the Holy Spirit, his voice is on the inside. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's on the inside. And he can teach us from within. Amen.
Amen.
To without, praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, having understood this, it makes us understand the reason why Paul, the apostle, craved and desired to know Jesus more. Are we together?
Yes.
He said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, be made conformable unto what? His death. Yes. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Now, this is Paul speaking here. You know, he said when the Lord called him, he conferred not to flesh and blood. He said, but he went to Arabia for 3 years to have a personal revelation of Jesus. And then when he came back from Arabia, he came to meet the elders in the church, which was Peter, James, Andrew, and the rest. And what he told them, what he spoke with them about, what the Lord told him, it was at, you know, par with what they understood. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
So he knew that this Peter, James, John, they had a physical one-on-one experience of Jesus, and they were already ahead of him. So for him to be able to walk their pace, he has to go and encounter the Lord himself so he can be able to walk their pace. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah
to Jesus. And yet, even after 3.5 years in Arabia, he comes again and he says that I may know him. That I may know him. That's a statement of saying that I don't know him. Are you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Says that I may know him. This is saying that means I don't know him. Now, this is somebody that has taught the church in Ephesus, he has taught the church in Corinth, and yet he was saying, I don't know. Now, this desire is the desire that is meant to be in every child of God that makes you seek for a fellowship with the Holy Spirit. That makes you want the revealer of Christ, the person of the Father God through the Holy Spirit, to reveal Christ to you one-on-one. Are we together?
Yes.
That's what Paul was experiencing. That's what he was working with. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what he was experiencing. That's what he was working with. And until we come to a point in the body of Christ where we begin to seek this fellowship, this relationship with the Lord, we discover that we depend on teachers alone, and it's not enough to give us the revelation of Christ in a holistic manner. Because the Father wants to reveal Christ to us holistically. And that can only happen when we build a relationship with the Father God through the Holy Spirit.
You know, based on also the scripture Paul gave, I don't know, I can't pick particularly, but he said, you know, we know in parts.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
Just, we know in parts, teachers know in parts.
Exactly.
So if you not depend on one or two teachers, then you just be limited to those two areas,
exactly.
You know, because you don't know what part of teaching God has given them.
Exactly.
Even as teachers, there are some areas God has allocated to teachers to reveal.
Exactly.
Do you understand?
Exactly.
That's what it means.
Exactly.
So if you stay with teachers, then you will continue knowing in parts, and you know what parts can do.
Yeah. It limits
just,
you.
It's just like a puzzle you are not used to.
Exactly.
You will take forever.
You take forever.
Putting it together.
Exactly. You take forever putting it together. You know, you see, for us to come to a point of where Apostle Paul says, I'm persuaded. The point of persuasion does not come by just listening to teachers.
Yeah.
The point of persuasion comes by having a relationship with the Holy Spirit. The Father God through the Holy Spirit. And
yes,
he reveals Christ to you holistically. That's the point of, you see, and many Christians today are not persuaded. Apostle Paul has been saying, be not tossed by every wind of doctrine. Mm. The reason why many Christians are tossed by every wind of doctrine is that we have not come to the point of persuasion. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
The point of persuasion, you come to that point when you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Mm. As you know, at that point, he is revealing Christ to you on a daily basis, and you are growing in grace and the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, this what was happening to Paul? What was happening to Paul this craving and desire that Paul had was an unquenchable thirst and a insatiable hunger to know more of Christ Jesus. You see, one thing that God wants us to never stop having is an unquenchable thirst for him and an insatiable hunger for him. Amen to Jesus.
Yes.
Now that's one thing that is never too much. You see, there are things that God does not have a problem with us having it in excess. Number one is hunger and thirst. Number two is thirst for him.
Mm.
When we have it unquenchable, when it's unquenchable, God is in fact is excited about it. Are we together?
Yes.
When we have an unquenchable thirst to know him and an insatiable hunger to know more of the Lord Jesus, that is what the Father God wants. And the more it comes, the more we see that he keeps revealing the Son to us.
Mm.
He keeps revealing Jesus to us. He keeps revealing Jesus. I know what the beauty about the continued revelation of Christ by the Father is that it takes us from glory to glory.
Yes.
From glory to glory. Mm. You know, Apostle Paul said, I only want to know one thing, Christ crucified and resurrected. You know, at the point in time, just like some years ago, you know, while we were in this previous city, we were in this missions field, I began to pray and like, God, a lot of troubles, a lot of battles. God, what is happening? God, speak to me. And at night, I heard the voice of the Lord talk to me clearly in loud voices. And I also hear the Lord tells me scripture clearly, loud scripture. And the Lord, I heard the scripture and I woke up and I picked it up. I wrote it down and I began to study it. And basically, it was the book of Corinthians. Summary, what it was saying was, keep preaching Christ.
Mm.
You see, I've been doing this for many years, and yet I still feel that I've not done enough. You get it? I still feel I've not done enough. And the more I do it, the better, the more I know Christ, the more it's revealed to me. Are we together?
Yeah.
And if I've been doing it for years and I still feel I've not done enough, what about those of us who have not started having a relationship with the Holy Spirit for Christ to be revealed? No, the journey is long, but we can keep growing in it. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Now, the unquenchable thirst and insatiable hunger is the end result of the fact that humans can only but keep knowing more, but can never attain to absolute knowledge.
Mm.
We can just keep knowing more, but we cannot attain to what?
Absolute
knowledge. We cannot attain to absolute knowledge. We can just keep knowing more. That's why, as we beheld in a glass the glory of the Lord, we're changed to a certain image from what?
Glory.
From glory to glory. So while we're on earth, we cannot attain absolute knowledge. Apostle Paul says we know in part, and we speak in part. He says, but when that which is perfect comes, you know, the word perfect there is the Greek word also telios.
Mm-hmm.
Say we shall know as he is. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
So he himself that wrote 3/4 of the New Testament, he kept saying he even knows in part. I don't know why we have another problem here. You know, people pick Pauline epistles. Paul wrote it too, and they are fighting on stage. The person that wrote it, in no fight, he said he knows in part. And we are reading what he wrote and interpreting what he wrote, we are fighting. I don't know why we should be fighting. The person who wrote is concluded by telling us he knows in part.
Mm.
And when that which is perfect comes, we shall know we shall see him and know as he is.
Mm.
Amen. And he said he knows in part. And we that are interpreting what he knows in part, we are fighting part knowledge. I think we should better wake up to the reality that we should stop fighting.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Because the person that was teaching his writings, he said he knows in part. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
Knowledge is not absolute on earth. Are we together? Knowledge is progressive on earth. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
And only the Father God is omniscient and infinite in knowledge. So only him has absolute and perfect knowledge.
Yes.
But he wants to progressively reveal his knowledge to us in the person of his Son Jesus. Are we together?
Yes.
And this knowledge is progressive. Why? Because of our human frailness.
Mm.
Our mind needs to keep comprehending.
Mm.
And that frailness of our human mind to comprehend is what makes the knowledge progressive. And the limits to which we can comprehend is the limits to which the Father reveals. Why? Mm. He doesn't want to give us mental problems. In the Old Testament, God told them, when a man touches a dead body, he has become unclean. And he says, go and cleanse yourself with what? Hyssop. Before you come into the camp. Yes, some years ago, scientists discovered that hyssop happened to be one of the most potent antiseptic in the world. So what was God trying to save them from? Bacteria infection, fungal infection, and every infection that will come from touching a decaying corpse or a dead body. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then they were not doing preserving the human body till they go to in the mortuary and every of that. They were not doing that. So God was
embalming.
They were not embalming corpses. Are you getting? So God was preventing such a thing. But how will God tell Moses? See, they have to go and sanitize themselves so that they will not have bacterial infection. Moses understand bacterial infection in that time. God would have given their mental fuse would have blown. So the best way to explain to them is they are unclean.
Yeah.
They can understand unclean, but they cannot understand bacterial infection. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so he says, go and take hyssop. And they take hyssop is a spiritual thing that you use. Hyssop was just a medical antiseptic that was used to cleanse themselves. You get what I'm saying? And knowledge was progressive till date. We understand that. And the knowledge of God is still being progressive. And God doesn't want to blow our mental fuse. Mm. That is why he reveals Christ to us in a progressive manner. After having the teachers around us, we must always go to the Father God. The Berean Christians, after Paul taught them, they went back home to the Father God, the Holy Spirit, to reveal Christ more to them. This revelation is done by a single person. And we must depend absolutely on the single person.
Mm.
Although we are assisted by what? By the human receivers that teach us. They point us, they assist us. But we must absolutely depend on the soul word revealer, who is the person of the Father God through the Holy Spirit to us. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, we thank God for another great time we've had in the study of His word.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this teaching. We believe you've been blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Kindly send it to us via email, chimdeoahunaministry@gmail.com. I would love to request, if you have not made the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, why not make it a date? Why not make this prayer today? Answer this call of salvation and repeat after me. Dear Abba Father, I know and accept that I am a sinner. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for me. I confess my sins to you and denounce sin and the devil. With my heart, I believe in and receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. With my mouth, I confess the Lordship of Jesus over my life. Thank you, Abba Father, for making me your child and for making me a new creation. In Jesus' precious name, amen. If you want to give your love seed of any amount to Grace Life Komi Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank, Ghana. Account number 0331545512013 with SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. And to give in CDs, you can still send via Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 0332545512017. And to give in Naira, you can send through Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. For further inquiries and mobile money payments, or even sending us a WhatsApp, kindly use the number +233-54-594-7132. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.